Valentine's Day was a month ago, and I think I'm ready to talk about it. So here I was, seeing love quotes all over socials, and my God, don't get me started on the heart emoji. It's like it replaced the period for that whole day. My friends, they kept telling me about how their hearts skipped a beat when they saw their loved ones, and meanwhile, there I was writing about how a skipped heartbeat could mean signs of cardiovascular issues. Haha, funny, right? Give me that ba-dum sound effect, Nick. Thank you. Really though, it was depressing. But it did get me thinking. Is there a gene that can make you stronger in relationships? It turns out there is, and it also does so much more.
Welcome to the Joe Cohen Show. Join me as I share my experience with biohacking and invite top health experts to explore the latest technology, supplements, research, and resources for optimizing your body and brain.
So what's the gene that can help you with your love life? Well, it's the OXTR gene. OXTR encodes the receptor for oxytocin, which is a neurotransmitter responsible for social bonding and empathy, but also for actually improving your cognitive ability. But who cares about cognitive function? How do I love? I'm just kidding. I'm going to explain both of these areas, but let's start with social bonding. There was a study called the Happy Marriage Study. In it, researchers tested the DNA of 356 married people between the ages of 37 and 90. They determined each person's genotype at the SNP RS53576, so it was either AA, AG, or GG. And then they asked each person a series of questions that's meant to evaluate how strong or happy their marriages were. But strength or happiness of marriage, it's an extremely subjective measurement, so the researchers broke down their questions into different categories to evaluate aspects of each marriage, like general happiness with the relationship, the way that they handle disagreements, and each partner's opinion of the other, to name a few. The most robust link that they found was also the simplest. People with the GG genotype at RS53576 were more likely to feel close to their partners and secure in their relationships. Even a single copy of the A allele reduced these measurements of happiness in marriage. So let's get into the science behind why this is. Behavior affects oxytocin release, and oxytocin affects attachment security. Pleasant physical touch like hugging or kissing and rewarding interactions like receiving gratitude for a gift or a favor, those cause oxytocin to be released, which makes us feel good about these social experiences. So people with the GG genotype are more sensitive to oxytocin, likely because they have more efficient receptors. Therefore, the burst of oxytocin that comes from these satisfying social interactions will have more of an effect on GG people than on those with the A allele. So now that we're able to bond better, let's see how OXTR can actually also improve cognitive function. When we think about cognitive function, most of us probably imagine the typical intellectual tasks we learn to do in school, such as doing math, writing essays, or memorizing new vocabulary words. However, the truth is that these kinds of mental tasks are actually fairly unusual from an evolutionary perspective. In reality, the reason we humans evolved such large and sophisticated brains probably wasn't to invent rocket science, but rather simply to keep up with our complex social environment. And the theory goes like this. As our ancestors began living in larger and more complex social groups, our brains had to grow in order to give us the ability to understand other people's emotions and motivations so that we could use this information to maneuver through our social environment. Many biologists believe that it was precisely these kinds of evolutionary pressures that originally caused our brains to become so much larger and well-developed over time. In other words, all the complex and sophisticated things we can do with our minds today probably developed from brain mechanisms that were originally geared towards understanding and dealing with other human beings. So why is all of this important for oxytocin? Well, oxytocin is most often studied for its influence over social behavior and emotional bonding. And because so much of our other cognitive abilities are rooted in these social mechanisms, this important neurotransmitter is also likely to have significant influences on many other cognitive functions as well. For example, brain areas that are critical for higher cognitive functions, like the prefrontal cortex and the hippocampus, contain significant numbers of oxytocin receptors. So this suggests that oxytocin could have a relatively direct effect on the cognitive processes that take place in these brain regions. And then other studies have found that the oxytocin system may also play a role in promoting synaptic plasticity, which would account for its influence on processes related to learning and memory. The SNP we talked about before, the RS53576 of the OXTR gene, has been associated with significant differences in cognitive abilities in humans. Now, Armed with this knowledge about the OXTR gene and its impact on both social bonding and cognitive function, you might be wondering, what's my OXTR variant? And how can I optimize my oxytocin levels? Well, the good news is you can find out. Self-Decode provides insights into your genetic makeup, including your OXTR variant, and personalized recommendations to improve your oxytocin levels. With this information in hand, you can really gain a deeper understanding of how your genes might influence your relationships and your cognitive abilities. I hope you enjoyed this quick segment of snippets, and if you're interested in diving more into detail about other important genes, please follow The Joe Cohen Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your daily dose of podcasts.
67% of listeners aren't following the show, so please don't forget to show your support by hitting the follow button now. You'll not only be supporting the show, but also investing in yourself and your health journey, all while helping to keep us ad-free.